Hello, amigos. Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. I'm Andy Munoz, here with Joshua Clark. What's up, Josh?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, God. And we got Alex Napolis. What's up, Alex?
You know, I'm doing good.
That was some hesitation.
I'm tired.
Yeah. What's going on, dude? You sound
tired, boss.
No, nothing. It's just been a long weekend, and now I'm relaxing.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this game, bro.
What's going on, bro? Let us know. What's going on? Do you need to get some stuff off your shoulder?
No, I just need to sleep more.
You know? we can let you off, dude, and you can just go take a nap, and me and Andy will do this.
No, yeah. We're good.
All right. Don't give him the night off, because then it's going to be a terrible show. Let's talk about Real Salt Lake. That's why we're all here. Some cool news dropping. A reveal happening prematurely thanks to EAFC. What do we think about? Let's start there. Actually, yeah. Can we confirm or deny that is the kit? Because I know some people here have seen it.
That is the one I saw 2 years ago. So I will confirm.
Dang, <dude. laughs> 2 years ago.
Yeah, buddy.
Go ahead.
I just want to know who at EAFC is going to get fired for dropping all the MLS kits before the reveal date.
Yeah, it's always someone, right? It's always someone.
Yeah, but I'm starting to think that these are done purposely, just to stir the pot. It's just like how, you know, obviously, like Tom Bogert, he's the MLS insider, always getting the news. But it's almost like you purposely publication, you go to the source, or you go to these people to leak stuff firsthand. And it wouldn't surprise me if the league went to EAFC, or EAFC struck some sort of deal to do this early to get people talking about the game, get some hype behind the season. But that's just my conspiracy theory. But let's talk about the kit. So we're confirming, Josh has confirmed that is what the kit will look like. Everyone obviously formulates an opinion based off this really small JPEG screenshot, transferred over, airdropped to people's phones. But Josh, you saw an actual design. How close is it in terms of color? Obviously the detail's not there. But to me, it looks a little washed, the colors.
They were much brighter, right? It's definitely the claret and cobalt. You know, the bigger actual image of it is much better. I think it'll look more like a kit when we have the new kit sponsor on there. And obviously, like, as soon as we see this thing in person, it's going to look entirely different. And I think it's going to be dope. I'm very, 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 very excited for this kit, personally. And I think it looks sick. It's different. It has that like Barcelona vibe, but also like the RSL touch with little peaks. I'm all about it.
Alex?
We posted it on Instagram literally the second everything was starting to hit the social medias. And so we posted it on Instagram, and kind of going through the comments, a lot of mixed reviews. A lot of people saying they love it, saying it's the best kit. A lot of people saying it's probably the worst kit that RSL like has designed. A lot of mixed reviews so far from what it looks like from the fan base.
I mean, let's be real though. There will never be a kit or a time where all of the fans agree. We can agree to that, right?
I feel like the yellow one had a lot more consensus.
Really. There was a lot of hate on that one too.
And it's unlucky, highly. unlucky.
It has been a little bit unlucky for RSL.
But I think a lot like the fingerprint kit or whatever you want to call that, it'll grow on people immediately as soon as they see it live, right? That kit still sucked, but like it grew on me even, and I kind of dig it.
Yeah, so. And I think once we actually see it on players and once we actually see it not in a digitized yep. video game, it'll probably look a lot better. But so far I'm leaning on the I like it side for sure.
Yeah, it's Ooh. Different. That's all I'm pumped about, right? It's not a plain head shirt.
So Alex has gotten, I like it. Josh, you're an I love it.
Yeah, but you know what would make it even better? This is my one wish. I wish there was little tiny yellow piping in between the stripes.
Mm.
Just to make it pop. Would have loved that, but.
Then we'd look even more like Barcelona.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm indifferent, dude. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm not too stoked on the peaks. I don't think that, like, the peaks, yeah, it's a cool touch. I get it. It's iconic. It's a Utah thing. But that's, to me, it's, I don't really like the peaks. I do like the stripes.
See, I'm opposite. I'm all for the peaks, but the stripes is where I'm iffy.
But you can't just have the peaks. Then we just have that crown kit Jason Christ designed. And right. I think that's a consensus that that's the worst kit, actually. That's one thing we can all agree on. Of course, Andy loves it. Oh my god, well, that thing was atrocious.
Well, I just love how bad it was. Like,
oh no, it's so bad. It's good. Yeah,
yeah,
so bad. It's good. It's iconically bad. But
yeah. But it's dope, dude. Like, if you wore that kit to the first home match this season, you'd be a G, bro. Like an actual OG.
I don't know, man. That thing's.
That was the first Life Vantage jersey too.
And it's very thin. It's very thin.
Yeah.
Very.
You know what's wild about that kit, though? Like, I'm obviously always looking for new kits to buy. And, you know, I'm a hoarder with these things. That kit is actually pretty hard to find.
Mm.
There's not a lot of them floating out there for obvious reasons. But so it's kind of turning into a collector's item.
Oh, wow. Look at that, dude. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Yeah, it's cool. You know, we haven't seen the backside. You've seen the backside. So do the stripes only apply to the front, Josh? Did you see a front and a back or just front?
I haven't seen the back, but I would assume if they are on the back, it'll just be the lower half. I hope they go all the way around. I don't know. Who's to say?
Yeah, it'll be cool. Hopefully we get to see one, and then hopefully no one's mad at us for resharing or reposting the already leaked images that came out, and hopefully they still give us a kit this year.
Already widely spread. Yeah.
Yeah. I had seen that the numbers are also going to correlate rather than just kind of be white. I don't know if that was just like old news or what, but I had seen on some fans, I don't think they were Real Salt Lake fans, but they were kind of thrilled that the color schemes on the numbers were finally matching to their team's colorways. Did you guys see anything about that?
There were some pictures of players in shorts and the numbers were yellow, I believe. So
yes,
that could also be dope.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun, fun season. There's a video that Kevincho put out rating most of the kits. And it looks like SKC got their Argyle back, which... it's iconic for them, but I think it's also pretty lame. The Colorado kit looks pretty horrible.
The Colorado kit looks like when you take a picture of something on your computer screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's rough.
It looks really bad. LA Galaxy, their kit is actually cool. It's like an off-white satchel. It looked pretty dope. Vancouver's is nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of leaked items out there. It sounds like the releases on the kits are gonna just come out in a few weeks, and so be tuned for that. We're gonna probably see some really cool video announcements. I've already seen Real Salt Lake put out a lot of awesome video content around preseason, and then their trips over to Portugal as well. So I don't doubt that they've got something up their sleeves for a really cool media release. Now that we've covered that, so I like it, I love it, I'm indifferent. You guys let us know. Tweet at us at RSL Show or go on IG and let us know your comments. We'll share them on the next episode. I want to know if you actually plan on buying these kits, because what's the average cost of a kit right now?
Get an authentic with personalization, you're into $200 range now. It's getting expensive.
I've heard. That's insane.
Through the grapevine, that they're potentially raising prices again this season.
I bet it would be like $230 with customization. Could you imagine?
That's so ridiculous. I don't know where Adidas like thinks fans have this money.
I know for sure Atlanta fans have already voiced their displeasure that they're going to raise Atlanta jersey prices. I don't know if that'll necessarily apply to RSLs as well, but there are already fan bases out there complaining about the raise in prices.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Crazy. Yeah, let us know. With that information, let us know if you'll buy one, and then what's your cap? What's the most you'll spend on a jersey? And then tell us what you think of the current prices. Aside from that, guys, we met before recording, and it sounds like there are some rumors that we may or may not be able to share. Josh, you mentioned a pretty cool one. Do you want to maybe touch on that, or should we keep that a secret?
It was kind of talked about on El Show, actually, that Pablo is wanting, and they're looking at a DP10 and a backup 10. So take from that what you will.
Interesting. Alex, you got anything for us, dude?
Other than everybody that I've spoken to in Poland, just saying that Katranis is a done deal. Just waiting on a couple of details to be finalized. I think Tom Boger also tweeted out this morning that Katranis was a done deal. So be expecting an announcement for a left back hopefully soon. He should be meeting up the team in Portugal. From what I've been able to gather as well from the people of Poland is that they actually really like him. He's had a really good two solid years in Poland, very good defensively. They just say that he lacks a little creativity going forward, which is something that obviously he can come in and work on, considering how Rauslik likes to utilize those fullbacks.
I think, I think we're still going to be utilizing our fullbacks this year, but from what I could see at training on Saturday, I think we might be trying to work down the middle a little more. So that could also be good.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of activity, or there was at least a lot of activity last week. Clearly, we're trying to kind of fit in the missing pieces or the players that we can bring in to build the roster back up, or at least just fill it incomplete. But there was a lot of good media coverage from the RSL show. Isaac Munoz doing his thing, going out there shooting 4K Cell Sports, collecting all those interviews. And so we got a lot of insight into the new assistant coaches that are around Pablo Mastroeni, their thought process. There were a lot of things that I liked in those interviews. And then, of course, you know, we heard from some of the newer faces and some of the reappearing faces. I wanna start real quick just with Axel Kai. We posted that social media clip of him talking about earning his play, nothing being given to him, and hopefully getting his minutes, and then also trying to instill fear into opponents. It was a little heated, but it was a really good response from the fans. Having somebody so young, just already sounding like a mature player, and having an opinion that the fans obviously loved. If you guys can recall that interview, what were your thoughts? What were your feelings? How are you guys feeling about? I know Axel Kai, there was a lot of talk about him and then he kind of fizzled out, but this interview, we got to talk about it. What did you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, we got to remember he's a kid, right? Still a kid. So whatever people are saying, right? Like, you're talking about a 15, 16-year-old kid at this point. So chill. But I do think this year, with the right mentality, you know, at the moment, it's Chicho up top, right? So yep. If Kai's going to – or K, or how do we say it? K? It's K. I always say Kai, so that's my bad. I apologize. But if he really wants to break into the first team at this moment, all he has to do is beat Elijah Paul. I mean,
that's where I was just about to go with that is the competition really slimmed up a lot this offseason. Obviously, you lose Demir, you lose Rubio, you lose Musoski, you lose Sava, who sometimes was up there as well. The door is open for an Axel Kai, for an Elijah Paul, to really break into the team and show what they can bring to the table. And so I already like the fact that he's in the opening interviews showing a little bit of fire, and showing a little bit of passion. It could go really well for him, but the thing that concerned me is that he's yet to play that full season with the Monarchs. He's battling through injuries. And so if he can really get through the injuries, get solid minutes with the Monarchs, who knows where he can be at the end of the season, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I hope we see it, right? It would be incredible to see a 16-year-old kid break through and, you know, get actual meaningful minutes for RSL.
Xavier Gosso, who also appeared for RSL Lake last season, could also be in that mix.
Let me tell you, from what I saw from him at training on Saturday, buddy.
He's a good kid.
That kid absolutely turned Marcelo Silva inside out multiple times and scored multiple goals. I was so impressed with Gozo on Saturday.
Awesome. I love that you guys always provide a super in-depth, full analysis.
Yeah, that was so full and so in-depth.
I just wanted to know what you guys thought about his comments. I thought it was cool. A lot of fans thought it was cool, too. Do you guys like anything about the new coaching staff and their philosophies and what they had to say about the mentality and kind of winning their spots? And then also even a handful of players had things to say like, hey, this coaching staff feels different. I can't remember exactly who said it, but they almost kind of threw shade at the old assistant coaches. Like, hey, this feels like a system that is actually going to work. Like, people are here who know what they're doing. So if you guys have any comments on coaching staff, let's go over that real quick. Maybe some things you heard that you liked or things that seem promising.
You know, for me, the promising thing is, you know, the last coaches, it kind of felt like Pablo had to babysit him in a lot of ways. These guys, I think Pablo during training, you know, during games, he can rely on them to A, run training and run it properly and actually give him pushback when decisions need to be made in the games. I think they bring a lot more experience, a lot more valuable experience, right? No shade at the old coaches. I'm not including Nacho, but the other two guys, they didn't really have big league experience, right? They were kind of just here, and Pablo kind of inherited them, right? So with the new guys coming in, they're a lot more seasoned, right? You have guys that are specialists in defense. You guys got offensive guys. I think it's just a good mix, and I think the experience is going to be noticeable.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off of that a little bit, it coming exactly from Pablo's words is it's almost like a offensive and defensive coordinator situation with these new coaches, which is an interesting way to approach it because it's not necessarily something that you see in this league very much. You have Pulis, who's going to be focusing solely on the defense. You have Miller, who's going to be focusing more on the offensive side. Olave and Joel are going to be, you know, helping them orchestrate their plans for attack and defense. But it's interesting to kind of see them break off like that and almost make it like that defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator situation that we see in football.
Yeah, and it honestly should be that way, right? Like, if your defense is struggling, you should have someone paying attention to that defense a little more. Yeah. Same with attacking. I mean, yeah, you have a crew of assistants, but I think having specialists is kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, and there was a lot to be said also by Jason Kreis, who obviously he's not on the coaching staff. Like I don't think we actually truly believe that he was going to come back and be head coach or an assistant. But he also had words to express the difference that he's seeing, but also kind of getting back like acclimated and equated with the new players. There was something that he had said in the press actually about Diego Luna. Did you guys catch that? Where I know there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of weight now on Diego's Luna's shoulders. And he had said, just kind of reminded us like you did about Axel K, was this is a young guy. He might come out hard this season, or he may not. He could fizzle. There's a lot of hype behind that. So if we switch gears a little bit to Jason Christ and his mentality, and Josh, you know him best, dude. Like you were following Real Salt Lake under Christ for a long time. What do you guys think about Christ, the presence that he brings, and then do you guys appreciate him just kind of reeling it back for the fans a little bit?
Oh, definitely, right? Any kind of expectations being set that aren't, we're here to win a championship, right? They're great. Now, obviously, I think Diego Luna is poised for a big year, but just like we saw with, you know, Corey Baird, Jasper Lofelson, et cetera, like, things can happen. You can have slumps. I don't really see that at Diego, especially with what I saw again on Saturday. An absolute menace on the field Saturday. But, you know, with Jason being there, it brings kind of a calming presence. I've been here before. We've done this before. And again, just more veteran leadership to work alongside of Pablo and the assistant coaches. And I really hope we see something good come out of it. I really do. And I think we will. But again, time will tell. You know, our tones could change, right? Saltiness could come out pretty quick, but right now I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, from everything that I heard through the interviews, through Jason, through Pablo, through the assistant coaches, through all the players too that spoke, I'm feeling pretty good heading into this season. There hasn't really been a lot of movement in the transfer window, and I know a lot of fans are up in the air about that, but it seems like there is a more concrete plan of how to move forward, and everybody is on the same page. Everybody is bought in, and it seems like things are heading in the right direction. I like the leadership that Jason is bringing. I like what Kurt has kind of built with the youth, and it just seems like everyone's on the same page, and everyone feels positive heading into the season.
Do you guys feel like, you know, obviously there was a lot of cleanup, right? They parted with Elliott Fall, parted with all the assistant coaches, retained Pablo. You have to now, looking at it for what it is, it almost seems like that was the priority. Do you guys agree that that was the priority? Did they prioritize the leadership over the talent on the field, or does it feel equal at this moment? I know, like you just said, we haven't seen any dramatic transfers or anything, but now looking back on it, I'm thinking that that was a huge priority, probably trickling down from ownership.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a staff, right? Yeah. Players are not, if you don't have a coaching staff, no one's leading the ship, right? You can't expect Pablo to do it all. So I think that was definitely a priority. I would be a little more concerned about the lack of movement at the moment, but the fact that, you know, we're hearing whispers, you know, they were just in Europe trying to convince some guys to play, you know, it's in motion. Does it suck that it's preseason and it hasn't happened? Sure, but it's the January window. That's kind of how it goes. I hope there is some incomings, right? We have a left back coming. If we don't pull any kind of 10 in, I might get a little more concerned. But again, there's time, right? So for now, I'm being patient. I'm kind of trusting the process, and I'm still feeling pretty optimistic. But again, if a 10 doesn't come in, you know, can kind of scare us. And I'm still on the page of we need a center back to come in, but I don't think that's a priority. I think the 10 is definitely a priority.
And I think a lot of people forget that technically the window doesn't even open until today.
Yeah. Nothing can really be finalized, right?
And teams will announce signings and whatnot prior to, but nothing can be registered. Nothing can be finalized until starting today. And that window stays open until April 26th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sucks waiting for a new guy to come in until April 26th when you're already a month or two into the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's still plenty of time for Real Salt Lake to make moves. There's still plenty of time for things to happen. Like Josh said, if the 10 doesn't come in, that's when the concern comes in. But there's rumblings, there's rumors. It makes me confident that something is coming, people are coming, signings are coming, and it's, I'm also very, just like the coaching staff and just like the people around the club, I'm very excited to see what Andres Gomez is going to bring this year. I'm very excited to see what Diego Luna is going to bring this year, because we have so much young talent that I think are ready to take that next step.
Yeah, agreed, man. It's going to be fun. And right now it's basically Christmas Eve, I feel like. Over the next few weeks when we start recording, there's going to be a lot more news dropping. Like you said, more signings, jersey announcements. We're on the uptick, because on February 21st, once they get back from preseason, the season kicks off, gets going for Real Salt Lake. You know, first matches up against Inter Miami. So we're just 3 weeks away, which is pretty wild. And with that, we're going to do a really cool announcement.
What a segue.
it's a really cool announcement for two of the three of us.
I'm going to go ahead and mute myself for a moment and scream.
So KSL Sports they reached out to us. They're going to send myself and Alex Napolis to the home kickoff match against Inter Miami. So Alex and I will be traveling down there, and we're super excited to bring you guys coverage, bring you real-time updates, show you the vibes around the stadium. Maybe we can find some Real Salt Lake fans that may have traveled out there or will be out there or are already there living in that state. So we're going to bring you some cool new content, but I am excited to be shooting sideline. I'll be shooting the match for KSL, sending them highlights back. And then Alex, what's your role, dude? What will you be doing down there for KSL?
TBD.
Determined.
To Sweet. Be determined. But we...
He's probably tasked with like getting everybody an Inter Miami Messi jersey. The whole staff. They're just going to load up a gift card for you. No, go ahead.
We're working on that. We're working on my exact role.
Very cool. So the RSL show will be there. We're super stoked. We don't control the budget. We don't control or pick who gets to go. So Josh, we're so sorry, bro. We love you. We wish you could come.
It's okay. I'll be in Vancouver. So on my own, not KSL, but I'm still going to go to a trip. It's fine.
All right, cool. So we'll be there. And that's going to be great for the show. And we're really excited. We're thankful to KSL Sports for reaching out to us and saying, hey, you guys are the staple podcast for Real Salt Lake. You guys are representing us, and we want to send you, make sure you guys go get the coverage that we need. So thank you, KSL. It'll be a fun time. Speaking of which, you know, preseason's going to tell us a lot about the kind of form that we're in, maybe the gaps that need to be filled, the chemistry that needs to be improved. Obviously, do you guys know if those are going to be, I don't imagine they're going to be televised, but sometimes you can get into a stream. I feel like Josh might know best.
They will not.
I do not think so. Yep.
Yeah. So
we're going to have to rely on highlight packages that maybe someone puts out and some tweets from like Trey. Right. So,
yeah. Some cell phone footage from like the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be, you know, we're going to discover a lot over the next few weeks. We're going to get some real cool news, and then we're just going to be ready to play in those brand new kits. And I'm excited for the season. Are you guys excited for the 2024 season?
Yeah, I'm pumped, right? I'm always pumped about this time of year. It is a long season though, man. That's for damn sure. It was nice to have a little break, but I'm ready to get going again.
There's a buzz this season. It's a different buzz than there has buzz that the buzz has buzzed the last couple of years. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'm excited with the new leadership in play, like you guys said. A lot of the players were already praising the new coaching staff, their style. A lot of the interviews, if you guys go back and listen to the episode that we posted, like I mentioned before, you know, the new assistants didn't really tend to care if you were established here, or, you know, what kind of agreements you had before in terms of how often you would see the field. They tended to care more about, are you going to fit into this new system? And if it's not you, who is the better fit for the position? So I feel like they're really just kind of shaking the dude, what's that little red thing with the knobs, bro? Everyone who grew up in like the 80s or 90s should know. Etch-a-sketch. They're kind of etch-a-sketching everything over there. And so I'm really excited, but I want to see some more signings. I want to see some more rumors. How phenomenal would it be if, you know, remember, I know it was a little later for Chicho to come to RSL, but remember how that kind of blew our minds? I'm kind of waiting for another signing of that caliber where we're just like, just dumbfounded. Like, how did we get this person? How did we get this player? So I'm ready for another one of those. And I hope that the appeal of, like we talked about before, like, hey, you can come and be the guy. You can come and be a leader, right? Demir's gone. Someone has to fit that captain role. Somebody has to come in and make a difference and work with the new coaches, the new system. So hopefully that could be a strong appeal. And then obviously you throw Chicho into that bucket. You can play with a guy who bagged a ton of goals in MLS and has a name for himself here. So hopefully that's my pre-MLS season wish. I hope Don Garber delivers.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see some new blood on the team, right? Like,
yeah.
Anytime you have a lot of outgoings, I feel like it's refreshing along with scary. I think that's my biggest excitement, right? New kit, new coaches, new players. Could boom, could bust. We just get to wait and find out.
Yeah, I don't want to be 3 months from now being like, oh man, we could really use Loftus-Cheek right now.
If we're going, oh man, we could really use Loftus-Cheek right now.
Then we're in trouble.
Things have gone real sideways real quick. A lot of guys are hurt. It's going to be scary, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, cool, guys. Do we have anything to cover? I know that we didn't do any, I believe we didn't do any Twitter questions, but Alex, you got something to say. What's up, dude?
They released the Leagues Cup groups
ooh,
today.
And that's right.
For some reason,
of course,
Real Salt Lake just can't get away from the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah. So is that drawn at random?
So
quote unquote.
So they actually changed it this year. They took all of the points from last season, plus Liga MX points. They put them all on a table, and the first 14 teams got hosting priority. The next two were kind of like, you know, the middle tier two pack, and then tier three don't get any hosting priority. Real Salt Lake ended up in the second because they finished in fifth last season. So again, not finishing with home field advantage last season is coming back to bite Real Salt Lake a little bit, because now we have to go to Houston because Houston does have hosting priority.
Wonderful. Gotta love it. But Corey Baird's gone, so maybe it'll be less annoying.
Wait, where did Corey Baird go? Did I miss the news? That's how dialed in Corey Baird
Cincinnati.
I am.
Cincinnati. They think he's going to be a proper Brandon Vasquez replacement.
Oh,
comical.
Yikes.
Comical, yeah, honestly.
No way. You know how many Brandon Vasquez highlights I was cutting last season, bro? It was insane.
And he's already crushing it down in Mexico, so.
Yeah, dude. That is not a proper replacement at all, man. That's hopeful wishing, hopeful thinking, whatever. Also, we got some new images from Demir Krylock in his new kit. You guys probably saw it sprinkled in Twitter. How does that affect your heart, guys? Just let me know. Let's start with Josh, because Josh is super emotional right now. I can see it on his face.
You know, I'm happy for him. At least it's not like a Colorado shirt or an SKC shirt, LAFC shirt, right? It's fine.
What's that saying? Like, don't cry because it ended, or like smile because it happened or something.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I still think he'll come back when he's like actually retired, right? I think he'll come join the coaching staff. I think he just wasn't ready to hang it up, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not like a Rusnak divorce or any of those other ones. So,
ooh.
You know, I hope he has a good time up there in Vancouver and comes home when he's ready to.
Wow, dude. Can we have an ex-girlfriends of Real Salt Lake segment right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just do this real quick. You guys tell me. This is like, let's just go Instagram rules, okay? I'm going to mention a name, and then you guys let me know if you would block them on IG or if you guys are cool and so you guys are friends on IG, okay? So blocked or not blocked, okay? Here we go. First one, your ex-girlfriend, Albert Rusnak.
Was blocked, but we've kind of rekindled.
Okay.
Yeah, was blocked, but I'm over
now,
it.
Now it's a soft follow. I mute the story, but still follow.
All right. Let's do some coaching staff here. Freddy Juarez.
Blocked.
Blocked. All right. Let's just go with the most relevant one. Damir Krylock.
Oh, we're still friends, dude.
Absolutely.
Still at the top of the DMs, you know. Still sending memes.
Yeah. Just hoping that there's a chance in a way. All right.
Yep.
I'm blanking right now. What other names, guys? Help me out here.
Corey Baird.
Oh, dude. Blocked, bro. Straight up blocked. Like
Rubio Rubin.
Hang on. Wait. Corey Baird, like, blocked, but your friends keep telling you about Corey Baird. Like, you still get messages like, hey, did you see what Corey did? And you're like, dude, I don't care. Like, they're like, did you see Corey Baird was, like, over here with this person? Or did you see this goal over here? Or, hey, bro. Corey Baird was, I saw them here and here. You're just like, bro, shut up, dude. Don't tell me about it. Right? Constant reminders, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right, next. You had it. You said it.
Rubio Rubin.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Okay. I feel like Rubio Rubin would block us, and then we would go on our Finsta and, like, go look at a story. How do you feel, Josh?
Okay. Sure.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah. There's like nothing there. He was almost just like a hookup and like he just kind of lingered, you know?
Yeah. But would you call Rubio Rubin back? Like,
I mean, like,
if it's like Saturday late.
Like, how many beers, though? You know what I mean? How desperate are you?
All right. Who else? What other splits have we had?
Ochoa?
Ooh, yeah. That was like an ugly one, right?
Oh, man. I think that one is like a, you know, you looked at your followings list and, or you, no, you see like an old DM. And then it's, instead of David Ochoa, it says Instagram user because, like, they blocked you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's no bad blood on our side, but he might be just fuming. And then I feel like he would be the one that would be looking like at our IG stories, kind of, you know, still not over it, talking smack, going on, like, new dates with new teams and talking about, oh, you know, Real Salt Lake treated me poorly, yada, yada. I feel like that's how that would go.
I think that's fine. That's fair.
Alex?
Alfredo Ortuño.
Dude, what? That's like somebody.
I'm still following that one because it's funny.
But you forgot that you like dated entirely.
Yeah. You forgot that was even a thing. Yeah.
You can't remember. You're like, oh, did we? Like, oh, yeah. You can't remember.
Yeah. All right. Alex, and now you like you send his stories to your friends and like, can you believe this? Can you believe this guy?
Fabian Espíndola.
Oh,
place though. But I guess it was a breakup.
Yeah, that's like the one that got away, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
that's the one that got away.
Yeah, it was time.
He got traded away late in his career.
Yeah, yeah. But you're happy to like you kind of still see them. You're happy. There's no bad blood. You're like,
cool. Yeah.
Like, do you?
You'll go to dinner when you're in the same town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everton Louise.
Oh. That one was like heartbreaking, but like you knew it was time.
Yeah, same. No bad blood. You miss, like, you hear a song that you guys used to listen to on the radio together, and you're like, oh man.
Yeah, you're like, I hope he's well.
You're like,
yeah.
you gotta switch that song, you know? You can't listen to it. Not all the way through.
But you're like, it never would have worked out anymore.
Yeah.
But I do miss him.
Yep. You have old, like, you know, old memories.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all I got for now.
I think that's plenty. There's a good variety in there.
Wait, we got to do Nick Raimondo though. Hey, man.
He never really left.
I know, but still, like Nick Raimondo, like how you treating, you know, that relationship?
It's still good. He's still around.
Yeah, that's true.
He never got rid of him.
That's true. Yeah, we didn't get rid of him. Nick's dope. All right, cool. So with that, we conclude our blocked or not blocked segment of the RSL show. And okay, so we said that we had cool news. The Inter Miami stuff is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to bring you some video content, live streams, all that stuff. It's going to be cool. Make sure you're following us. And then we still have another announcement on top of that that's equally as cool that, like I said, a lot of the OG listeners are going to enjoy. We've had several meetings, several conversations. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are we announcing this yet? I think we should announce it.
We're not. Should or not? We're not.
No, we shouldn't. I think we should. We should just wait until it happens.
Proper. Exactly. Proper.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything just else, guys? Anything else to show or go over on this RSL show?
Nah.
The only other thing that I have is that, speaking of David Ochoa, Sounds like he's going to go be LAFC's number 2 this upcoming season.
Good for him.
Happy for him, dude. Let's go. Good
for him. Way to do it, man. Because his family is in where? Oxnard?
Yeah. Close. He'll be close to family.
Yeah. He's going to love that, man. He's like, you know, he's at his heart, you know, you always kind of, you're attached closer to the team that's maybe closest to you. Man, I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm trying to think if Oxnard is that Northern California? Let's take a look.
No, that's Southern California area.
I think it's below LA.
Yeah. It's like like Anaheim kind of.
Oh, yeah. Super close. Oh, that's going to be dope for him, man. Yeah, that's going to be a fun homecoming. Yeah. So I'm looking at the map now. It looks like by car, you're probably looking at like 40 minutes. Yeah, it's near like Six Flags almost. Wow, we're going to sound stupid to the people who are there. But it's between Santa Barbara and Los Angeles, so it's pretty close. But, you know, good for him, man. It's, you know, it's too much of a throwaway talent to just get shunned by the league or by teams, regardless of, you know, how he may have acted. To me, that's just – I think that's a big failure on a lot of I would just say leadership of the teams, man. Yeah, on a lot of fronts. It's, you know, probably a failure on Real Salt Lake on the way that they handled it, a failure on other teams. But I'm glad that he's getting a second chance because, you know, doubt it as much as you want or hate him as much as you want. I don't feel like people hate him or dislike him, but he is a true talent. He can be a generational talent, but what he needs right now is, he needs somebody to keep him in line. He needs a strong mentor, someone that can really just kind of put him in his place and just say, hey, bro, focus on the football. Stop all the off and on field crazy antics. Earn it. You know what I mean? So I think LAFC is going to be a good place for him if he does land there. I'd be happy for him.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's still currently in like the trial phase. But Extra Time Radio, which is a lot of the MLS writers, I think Weeby's on there. They were saying that he's most likely going to be one of the signings that LAFC bring in. So super stoked for him. And he'll be learning from Hugo Lloris, World Cup winner. So I think that's huge for a young guy like David.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, like I said, a strong mentor that's reputable, that's actually accomplished something. Could be what he needs to, you know, get back on the ball.
Yep. Yeah, all about it.
Alrighty, guys. Well, RSL show on KSL, guys. Go check out the YouTube channel. We've got a lot of content, video content there being posted weekly. If you guys want to contact us, therslshow@gmail.com, send us some messages there or just DM us. But we want to hear from you guys. Do you guys like the new kit? What should it be priced at? How much are you comfortable spending? And let us know what you guys think of the changes at RSL, especially with the assistant coaches. You guys listen to the interviews. You guys are hearing what we're hearing. So let us know your thoughts and opinions on that. And with that, if you guys don't have anything else to say, we can conclude. Anything else we want to bring up?
I think we're good for now, my guy.
I think that's it.
We're good. Cool. We'll see you guys next week. Keep it here. This is the RSL Show with Andy, Josh, and Alex. See you guys.